Hey, yo, and here we go. Another episode of We Talk Music is on the air and in your ear. Once again, I am Mo, and joined by the King of the Casters, Mr. Brett Podcast. And Brett, it's a pretty special interview we got here today. Tell us all about it.
That's right. Well, we have two fantastic musicians. One you know by name only, by first name only, UDO, Udo Dirk Schneider. And, of course, we are also joined by his fabulous son, Sven. How are you two?
Yeah, thank very you good. Very much.
We are very, very good. And enjoying the sun in Germany at the moment. It's very sunny, and so that's nice.
Well, that's good. We're in Calgary, Alberta, and I know it's going to be really sunny here. And it's going to be a great day, for us at least, to listen to the new UDO album, We Are One, which comes out July 17th. So hopefully it's going to be sunny for everybody else when they get a chance to hear this awesome disc. And now, you've done this with the concert band of the German Armed Forces. I'm not going to try to butcher the German name of this, but
right.
we'll let you guys say that. But this is an awesome album, and so please tell us all about it.
Yeah, what can we say about this album? I mean, this is definitely for me, and also I think also for Sven, a highlight in a career.
Definitely, yeah.
And it's a very interesting thing, you know. You can do things what you normally you cannot do as when you do a normal UDO album, you know. And I think the sound is like, I cannot really thinking that the one thing like this is already out, and it's new so far.
No, I mean, it's a complete different thing as most of the metal bands or the projects that we know at least have worked with symphonic orchestras with, violins and all this stuff. And this is a brass orchestra, total, like, everything is brass, from percussion to trumpets and all that kind of stuff. So this gives it a whole new, you know, sound world to it, and it makes it actually heavier than we are originally, you know. And this is something very new, and I think nobody ever done something like that before.
Well, and you've really taken a lot of chances as well. You've done a lot of different types of songs on here, plus, I mean, there's songs where Udo, you're not even singing on it, so I mean, it, what a difference, you know.
Yeah, true. I mean, like my dad said, it gives you complete new chances to create music, which we wouldn't do on a regular UDO basis, if you want to call it like that. And we challenged ourselves, and we were totally open-minded, same as the orchestra. I think it's very unusual for a brass orchestra to play such a speed heavy metal song as We Strike Back. And, vice versa. For us, it's very unusual to have songs like Here We Go Again, for example. And that was something new to us. And both worlds were open-minded. And so I think it was a great, how to say that, you know, a great challenge for both parties. And it worked out very well.
So how did it come together? Whose idea was it to put this together?
Oh, yeah, I tried to make it short. in 2009, I think, we was working on the Steelhammer album. And so the guy who was in the sound engineer, he was also a member of the orchestra. There was a Mernavi Brass Orchestra in the north of Germany. So they had a concert in a church, and I said, okay, come on, I go there and have a look. You know, he was a percussion guy, and in this orchestra. And then I was sitting there in the church. It was nearly Christmas, and I didn't expect any special things. and then they start playing. It was a big surprise, like songs of ABBA and Michael Jackson and all that stuff with the brass orchestra. And I was sitting there and I said, that's the sound. That's definitely the sound you can do fit together with our music. So, and then, we start talking to the main guys. And then, that was the time where we had using old UDO stuff and accept stuff, putting some breath stuff on there. But already, yeah, there was a lot of arranging stuff, changing the songs, you know. Yeah. So, and then, yeah, we did a show together. We was recording the whole thing on the Navy Metal Night. And it was quite successful. I mean, so and then that was in 2009. Then a long time there was nothing happened. And then the Ministry of the Foreign Ministry yeah. came up to the now the guys music corps.
Yeah, that's bad. By the way, the German word for it is not too difficult. Actually, it's Das Musikkorps der Bundeswehr. So it's not too difficult.
Easy.
Yeah. No problem.
So and then they came up to us and then they said, yeah, we would love to continue. And and then we did a big show in Wacken, but that was only, that was also, they can say, really successful. So we didn't expect that the reaction was like this. And but it's only 75 minutes you can play in Wacken, you know. And then we said, no, we want to do another concert. So we did this then for 2.5 hours. The whole thing, and after this concert in Germany, how can I explain? There was a special atmosphere on this concert, and after this concert, we were sitting together, and we said, okay, let's continue, and maybe we're doing an album together. So that was the first talk about this, and yeah, and then we said, okay, here we go. We start writing some songs. We had then in the end 30 songs, and. We had a meeting again, and then we were talking what kind of message you want to do with this album, make it not, okay, normal stuff. And then we said, okay, we call the album We Are One. That was already clear. So and that means we did then a lot of social lyrics about, you know, what's happened, wrong is happened in our planet. And And then we had another meeting, and then the two guys of the orchestra, they're doing all the arrangements. They said, okay, we can use this song and this song and this song, this song, this song worked with an orchestra. Yeah, and then it took 1 year, and the result is now the album.
So what was the very first song then?
It's tough to tell. I have no clue. I would one of the first songs I heard, I think, was Future is the Reason Why. Yeah. That was like one of the first ones I heard for like demo reasons and stuff like that. And but I can't tell which particular, you know, list of songs we had or what we did first. I mean, it's a huge process, you know, like they have two people taking care of arrangements, so they got the demos from our band, and they listened to that, and then they started to put ideas in. And I think in the beginning they were a bit shy because they were unsure what they can change, you know. So then we had to tell them, hey, please do what you would do normally, because that's what we want to hear, you know. Like I said, we wanted to have something new also for us. So we were expecting, okay, they do this and this. So after, like, I don't know, a couple of weeks, they warmed up, and then they sent us back the arrangements, and we were, I think, blown away by the result of it, because it hit the point, you know, what we wanted to achieve. And so yeah, everything came together. And of course, as you can imagine, this is like, I don't know, 65 people playing in this orchestra. So it takes quite some time until you have all the different parts, you know, for each instrument.
So then after you sent them to there, did they come back and then you changed the music again?
Not necessarily, I would say. I mean, some parts, yes, of course, because then we could have like adapt to their idea, because we said, oh, we think it's great what you did there, so we might have to change something. But it could have been the other way around as well, you know. So then they had to change something as we came up with an idea, you know. But for example, the song We Strike Back, which is I think pretty unusual for an orchestra like this to play it, we thought, nah, does this song really fit? And they were like, yes, we want to do that. You know, they love double bass action and they are all about it. And he's the one of the arrangement guys, Guido, he was like, how the fuck do you play that live? You know, how do you hold up the power and stuff like that? And then we were like, okay, we said, okay, let's do it. I mean, if you want to do it, we are fine with it. And it's great, yeah.
Yeah, because there's no question. I was really wondering about the percussion aspect, especially for you, Sven, you know, playing the drums and then coming into a big brass band that has drums and percussion.
Yeah, I mean, it's a total game changer for sure. And I think, you know, but what's great about it is that you can sort of relax a bit, you know, because you are not the only guy who gives the band the rhythm, you know, and you can focus more on your playing. And usually I do a lot of backing vocals during a UDO show as well, but as we have a choir with it, when it comes to the orchestra project, I don't need to sing, so I can really concentrate and focus on my playing. And then you also get a bit back to basics, because in this project it's not about like look what I can do, you know, on the drums. It's, you know, provide a solid beat and a solid rhythm clock, you know, and just do what's needed for the song, because there's so much happening. And then of course playing with a conductor, I used to do that, you know, when I was a teenager for like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, but then I stopped it. I was playing in a little church orchestra from Germany. And so I was a bit used to it, but of course it's a complete different world. You know, we just play free when we go on stage and there's nobody counting or showing you a one, you know, a bar or whatever. And so I was really confused when we had the first rehearsals. Like I said, I think there was one point when I stopped the song and I said, hey, please tell me, where is your one? You know, because I couldn't figure out what he's showing there, because of it's a lot of showmen, you know, as well. He's not only conducting, he's also doing a show as a conductor. So the orchestra is used to that. But we as simple heavy metal musicians, not so much.
So then when it comes to the choir and the female voice, are they part of the concert band as well?
No.
I mean, the choir, what we have on this album was, we searched for the right people who we thought would fit for the voices we wanted to have. And then when it comes to the two songs where Manuela Markewitz from Germany is singing, she used to work with the orchestra before, so she's their live voice. You know, there are certain songs where she comes on stage and sings for them. One of the arrangers showed us her voice and said, hey, maybe I have somebody who could sing the ballad and the duet with Udo. And we thought that her voice is great, and we said, let's do it with her.
So then I'm interested as well, because you've got these wonderful lyrics and like you were talking about, I mean, this whole We Are One theme, and just you're really digging into some of the problems with the world now. Was that intentional right off the bat? Like you wanted to write all about those kind of things?
Yeah, I mean, that was the when we had already this meeting in the beginning of 2019, when we were talking about how we want to name the album, what kind of message we want to do with this album. And I think that was also very important for the orchestra, you know, and then we said, okay, we are writing songs about what wrong is in this world, you know. I mean, there is, like, for example, politics, and again now, sorry, Trump wants to build up a wall in Mexico. We had one, but it's gone again, I think. and you know, it's like what you're watching on TV, you know. I think that we have to live together, and it's against people, the racism and war and all the climate stuff that they're doing. For example, in Brazil, they kill the whole the wood in Amazonas, you know, and burn it down just for some time to make I don't know what. And there are a lot of things wrong in at the moment, you know, especially with the climate. This is very dangerous, all these plastic things, you know, and that was the whole idea to write the lyrics. And so here we go. And I think the people so far, what I get from people so far, they understand what we want to say, you know, the message. I think will hopefully make the people a little bit thinking about there is no planet B, you know. We have to live on this planet. It doesn't matter what kind of color you have, you know, yellow, I don't know, black, white, red, or whatever. And it's only we have to live together and stay together, you know, and keep an eye on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you've also got Stefan and Peter working with you on some of the lyrics for this. How good was that?
Yeah, I mean, so Stefan Kaufmann was playing from the beginning on with this project. So he was helping us out when we did the last concert with the orchestra. And so he was definitely planned to be the sound guy recording the whole thing. And also he said, yeah, I have some ideas, you know, but the songwriting, ideas for lyrics and all that stuff. And then for some reason, I came to the studio one day to do some demo vocals, and then there was a guy standing there, Peter Walters. He was working with Stefan on some songs, you know, but not had nothing to do with the orchestra. And and then, of course, I mean, I didn't see Peter for a long, long time. And then he said, yeah, I heard you're doing this project with the orchestra. And Stefan was showing me some stuff, what you did already, demo stuff and so on. And then he said, yeah, I have also some ideas. I like this very much. And I said, yeah, Peter, why not? Go ahead. So, and that was then happened that also Stefan and Peter, my old members of Accept, was involved in the whole thing, you know, and they did also very good stuff.
So with an album like this, you could potentially reach a whole new audience. Are you excited about that possibility?
Sure. I mean, that was something we said right from the beginning when we talked about this album with the orchestra. I mean, it's very interesting for us to have the chance to reach a different audience than we usually do reach with an UDO album. And same for them. You know, they have their audience who are very interested in brass music or in classical orchestrated music. And I think, you know, there's sort of a connection between the heavy metal audience and brass orchestra stuff, you know, but nobody ever did it. So, you know, we are sort of pioneers in this genre, if you want to call it like that. And it's very interesting for us what kind of audience this album is going to reach, because there's so much different material on one album. You know, it reaches from double bass beat metal songs to sort of funky elements, Here We Go Again, or a ballad, Blindfold, which is like totally without a band, still on a UDO album. So I think it's very interesting for the people and for us.
Earlier this year, you went on a tour with David Reese, of course, and he performed some of the Eat the Heat. And now, I guess, like, he was telling us stories about being out on tour with you. Like, what was it like for you guys to be out with him? Like, was it a lot of fun? He made it seem like it was fun.
I mean, with David, I never had any problems with David. You know, we was already, when they did the recording of Eat the Heat, We were in the same studio. We've been in the same studio, you know. I was in Studio 3, they were in Studio 1. And, I was always not really... I had any problems with David, you know. And then with this tour, I mean, there was a lot of fun. And I think it was also good for him, you know, to do this. And I don't have any problems to be with him on a tour or whatever. No, there was a lot of fun. Really nice. And, so, no problems at all.
And then Sven, you got to, you played with him, right?
Yeah, on the last show. He asked me, if I would come up and play Ecstasy with him, and that was a lot of fun. I played this song a couple of times on the Dirk Schneider tour we did. I think we played it for a year or whatever. So I sort of knew it. So I said, of course, let's jam, you know, let's do it. And I think the people loved it. So he's such a fun guy to hang around with. And it was a great tour with him for sure.
Now, when it comes to this music, especially, like, obviously you wouldn't be able to tour a major band around the world, but will you do separate shows of this, probably closer to home, I guess? And then how well do these songs translate over now to just being played live on a regular basis?
Paul, I mean, you mean with the orchestra, right?
Yeah.
I get it right. Yeah, okay. I mean, this year was planned to do a rocking show, but of course about the corona thing, everything is canceled. And so now we are scheduled for next year to do rocking again. But it was also planned after the rocking show this year to do maybe just 4 or 5 shows in Germany. But now, nothing is going on tour-wise for nobody at the moment. Now, let's say, in a way, it's a little bit positive for us. So the album is coming out on the 17th of July, and now we can see how the people react on this album, you know, and then we will see what we can do next year. Maybe we can do more short than we thought, maybe also in foreign countries, you know, but we will see. Nobody really knows exactly what will be happened next year, you know. Everybody's hoping that everything get going back to normal, you know. So, but at the moment, you just can do nothing, yes, just sit and wait, you know. That's the only thing you can do at the moment.
Yeah. Now, Udo, is there anything that you have to do with your voice? Like, do you just kind of, is this kind of something where you can, you know, kind of recharge your voice at all?
My voice?
Yeah.
I never had any problems with my voice. I think, I'd say it this way, I think I'm really, really lucky with my voice, you know. I mean, never had any problems to have to cancel a show or whatever, never ever. So I think I'm really lucky with my voice.
Yeah, because David told us a story where where he was warming up, and I think he said that you were telling him, why are you warming up like that? You don't need to do that. Just go right out on stage.
Don't destroy your voice. Yeah. Also, I never warm up before I go on stage. You know, this is also, I think, unusual for a lot of singers. You know, they warm up, I don't know, for half an hour. Sometimes when we have some, let's say, some support opening band, and the singer is warming up maybe for half an hour, and I think, Jesus Christ, maybe hopefully there is something coming out of his mouth when he's on stage, you know. I don't know. Sorry, I don't need that. I'm fine. I mean, in the old days when I still was smoking, that was the last thing, 2 seconds before I got on stage, I was smoking a cigarette, you know, and then go out and do it, you know. So, but thank God I stopped smoking now for 16 years. That's a good thing.
So what do you think that very first show is going to be like? How much are you anticipating that?
The first show I ever did?
No. I mean, when back from all this... this nightmare that's going on in the world, of when you, the first time you get a chance to do a show, what do you think that's going to be like?
That's going to be a big party, I can tell you.
Oh, okay.
I think the first night on the Nightliner with our crew will be, I think a lot of people will suffer the next morning. we can't wait to get back on tour. It's very devastating that you just sit around for like a whole year. I mean, you know, at least we did tour in December last year for a bit in Europe. But then, you know, this year is nothing for us. So we just sit here and wait, and we hope that we can get back on stage as soon as possible. There are a lot of concerts going on now here in Germany with like car arenas, you know, they drive in there with their cars and then the band is playing on stage and the sound is getting transmitted into the car's radio. And I think it would be interesting to do it for once, you know, to maybe at least, you know, tell, you know, your wife and your kids later on, like I did it. But it's very weird and it's very awkward, you know. But then again, we are spread over the world. I mean, Andre is coming, is living in Ukraine, and Tillen, our bass player, is living in Slovenia. And there's no way they can travel at the moment. So, yeah, we are, it's a clusterfuck at the moment, absolutely.
Yeah, it must be really hard when you have a band that does live all over the world. But, I mean, fantastic in that way that you're able to find all these amazing players.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, now Andre is already for eight years in the band. And Sven, you're already
five years.
Yeah. And, okay, the new guys, Fabian and Thielen, yeah, they are now for over 1 year already in the band.
Two years already
in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it is a lot of fun, you know, with these guys. And also, it's good to have some young people around me. They can be my son, and I'm already maybe one grandfather of one. No, yeah, but I mean, you keep you young, you know. I mean, it's good to play with young musicians. Okay, they understand what kind of basic we need with UDO, for example. But there are some interesting modern stuff coming up, you know. So, yeah, I mean, very good. I mean, I love it.
Awesome.
So, Udo, what would you love to see for Sven and his career? Sven, what about you and carrying on the legacy of Udo?
Oh, legacy of Udo. I mean, yeah, I'm a living legend in a way they call me, a living legend. And yeah, I mean, what can I say? I mean, I try to do it as long as possible, you know, and still having fun to do this.
Yeah, and I mean, when it comes to my career, I don't know yet, you know. I think it's a very cool thing to have this Dirk Schneider name established now, you know, as we did it in, when did we start with that? 2016, I think.
Yeah.
So now this Dirk Schneider name is out there as a band name. So of course, you know, I'm thinking about carrying this name further, you know, when my dad, hopefully it takes a long time from now, but when he will stop, you know, of course, but I'm thinking.
But one thing, the secret, you know, we did this already on the song Here We Go Again on this orchestra album. I was singing a duet with my son. So, and I think he can change from the drums to the vocals, and then here we go. Just gotta continue.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we've enjoyed our time with you guys. Udo, we love talking to you. Sven, it's been great. So please tell the fans where they can find this on July 17th.
Oh, everywhere. You can find it on Amazon, Spotify, yeah. Apple Music, pretty much. I'm not too sure about your local record store at the moment because it might be closed of this fucking Corona shit, but go online and buy it there. You know, you find it everywhere on the internet.
Amazing. Well, the album is brilliant. We Are One. I urge everybody to go and listen to it. But yeah, UDO, Udo Dirkschneider, Sven Dirkschneider, thank you so much and all the best in the future.
Okay. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Bye.